We do live in days when all around us we seem to be surrounded by so many people who are fearful, who are frightened, who are anxious, who are concerned about the future. I'm sure you know exactly what I mean. How many people have spoken to you perhaps recently concerning their anxiety regarding the government and the future of the land? And we meet so many like that in these days. And these are great days of opportunity to share the Christian faith with these people as we meet them. I don't think there's ever been a time when I've had more useful, I believe, and encouraging conversations with strangers who just I happen to meet or come across my pathway, and able to share with them the Christian faith because of the fear and anxiety of so many. I was down in Devon recently and sitting on the seafront with my Bible speaking to a gentleman who sat beside me. I didn't know him. And suddenly a man came across the promenade and he said to me, "Is that a Bible I see in your hand?" I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah." And he moved on. So it's encouraging. These are days when many people are anxious and concerned, as I say, and fearful, frightened. And as Christian people, we ought to pray that God will just use our testimony, just a simple word, perhaps, of the Savior and his love and the gospel, and praying that God will open up these doors of opportunity to bring some word of help. What do we say? Well, we could do no better than looking at these words this morning that we read in 2 Chronicles 32. Be strong, the words of Hezekiah to the people of his day. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. And it gets better. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. So to have this opportunity of pointing men and women who are anxious, concerned, troubled, some of them very fearful. What do we say? Well, we do no better than reminding such people of these words of Hezekiah. King Sennacherib had come against God's people, Judah, and we read of the terrible things that he had planned to do against the Lord's people. But God raises up Hezekiah, and it's so interesting that as you read through the Bible time and time again, you will find, as it were, times of anxiety and pressure and problems rising, and God in his sovereign wisdom, raises up a man, raises up an instrument just for that particular time to speak to that particular people. And I find that so thrilling as you move through the Bible and see the sovereign hand of God. And here is Hezekiah raised up to still the hearts of the people who were so anxious and concerned and troubled, perhaps wringing their hands. What are we going to do? How will we cope? How will we manage? God raises up Hezekiah, as it were, to still them. Their troubled hearts seem to be like restless waves. And under the good hand of God, he says, be strong, courageous, be not dismayed. With him is an arm of flesh. Turn your eyes away and look to the Lord. The Lord our God will help us and fight our battles. Now, we haven't time this morning, but you could link this passage of scripture with Psalm 46. Let me just remind you of that wonderful psalm. God is our refuge and strength, very present help in trouble. You know that psalm. Though we fear, though we will not fear, though the earth be removed and you see chaos and anxiety all around, And then those wonderful words, referring to what we read this morning, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. There is peace, there is tranquility coming in, which the world knows nothing of. And it comforts the Lord's people, and it strengthens them. Though the Sennacheribs of this world and of this age would try to cause frustration and dismay and grief and sadness and anxiety, the Christian man, the Christian woman, the young Christian believer takes hold of these words. Don't be troubled. Don't be anxious. All may seem to be against us, but with our God is an arm of flesh. With us is the Lord our God. Now I wanted just to draw out some practical lessons from these verses this morning. Seek to help one another. First of all, dear friend, I would say this. Do not be overwhelmed by the circumstances which you face. That's the first heading. Do not be overwhelmed by the circumstances that you face. I know not what you're facing at this moment, but it may well be that in this congregation there are one or more who are facing circumstances which cause them anxiety and tension and strife and despair. We're meeting many people today with depression. And I would say, beloved, this morning, do not be overwhelmed by the circumstances which surround you. Be strong. Be strong. Be not over anxious. Be courageous. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed, for the king of Assyria. Provision has been made. The arm of our God is for his people. And as we take that on board, and as we believe that, and as we apply that, such a peace will come to our souls. A peace that we've never known before. And the unbeliever and the troubled person that you and I will meet this coming week, and those who are anxious and whose hearts are being, as it were, torn apart, they will see that in our hearts there's a peace. They'll ask us, they really will, the meaning of that peace. And you can use that as an arrow. You can use that as a testimony. Do not be overwhelmed by the circumstances. We are in danger of being overwhelmed when we take our eyes off from the Lord. Remember that. We are in danger of being overwhelmed when we take our eyes off from the Lord. The psalmist could say in Psalm 25 and verse 15, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. So I would say, dear beloved, keep your eyes fixed upon the Lord. And if you don't do that, you will be overwhelmed. You will be troubled. You will be anxious. Keep saying to yourself those words that we read this morning. If it had not been the Lord, if it had not been the Lord, if it had not been the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? How would I cope? Do not become overwhelmed when you take your eyes off from the Lord. Secondly, we can so easily become overwhelmed when we overdwell on our circumstances and our trials and our difficulties. We get things so easily out of perspective, don't we? We make mountains out of molehills. And Satan's strategy is to make us inward looking instead of looking to the Lord. So remember that. We are in danger of being overwhelmed when we take our eyes off from the Lord, we are in danger of being overwhelmed. When we overdwell on our circumstances, the Psalms are so helpful. Psalm 77, "My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed." And when you look in that verse in detail, the psalmist is saying, this is my fault, this is my failure. I've been overwhelmed by the circumstances, and that's why my heart is in such a condition, and that's why my life is in such a position. Or Psalm 143, "For the enemy has persecuted my soul, he has smitten my life down to the ground, he has made me dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, and my heart within me is desolate." And as you look at that psalm in detail, you see that things are getting worse and worse and worse, and you ask why? Simply because the psalmist has been in danger of overdwelling on his circumstances. They've overwhelmed him. And then we are in danger of being overwhelmed, thirdly, when we believe that we can deal with the situation in our own strength, in our own resolve. Let me repeat that. We are in danger of being overwhelmed when we believe that we can deal with the situation in our own strength. We need to pray that word in Psalm 61. "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." We can't deal with the situation. We can't deal with that problem. We can't deal with that future which is causing us anxiety. Go to the rock, Christ himself. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Peter, walking on the water, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." And the response of Christ, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Dear friend, what a wonderful word for any here this morning. Let me repeat it. When we believe that we can deal with the situation, the problem, the future, the burden in our own strength, and the Lord would come to us and say, "O thou of little faith, trust me, rely upon me, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee." Be strong and courageous. Do not be overwhelmed by the circumstances. I'm just trying to make this as practical as possible in issues that we have found great help, great comfort. Secondly, consider your true position as a Christian man, as a Christian woman. Have you forgotten your true position? It's all here in the verse. "There be more with us than with him." Isn't that wonderful? There be more with us. There be more on our side. If God be for us, who then can be against us? What shall we say to these things? Consider your true position as a Christian man, as a Christian woman, as a believer here this morning. As you face the future, and you came into the church this morning anxious, overwrought, tension, depressed, discouraged, beloved, consider your true position. There be more with us than with him. It reminds us of the word in 2 Kings, very similar words, chapter 6, when Elisha's servant, you remember, came, and there was faced the future with fear and anxiety. And the words are just wrung out of the heart of Elisha's servant as he comes to Elisha. Alas, my master, how shall we do? How shall we cope with the situation? Look at the armies that are against us. And the servant comes to Elisha with fear and anxiety. And Elisha seems to say, just calm down. Calm down. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Isn't that wonderful, dear friend? Recognize, consider your true position. And Elisha didn't leave it there. It's so interesting to see how Elisha dealt with the problem of the anxiety of his servant. Listen. Elisha's prayer. Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw, and beheld, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Is that wonderful? And I would say this morning, may the Lord open your eyes, beloved. You who may be fearful and anxious and troubled, and people will meet you this week. What are we going to do? Look at the state of things. What's going to happen? Oh, Lord, open his eyes. Help him to see. Help her to see. If God be for us, who can be against us? So in our sovereign Lord, in the God who is on our side, we have received supernatural strength. Romans 8, who is he that condemn us? Who shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? For thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. You can do no better, friend, than read Romans 8 over and over again as a believer. We have received supernatural strength. We are provided as Christian believers with an entirely new perspective. Paul could say in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 to 18, for which cause we faint not. All around us they're fainting. They're anxious. They're troubled. For this cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Isn't that wonderful, my friend? Do you know anything of that? For our light affliction, I love the way that the apostle puts these words, our light affliction, he's not just patting on the back, saying, well, don't get troubled over anxious. No, they're real, these afflictions, these trials, these troubles. They are real, but he sees them now with an entirely new perspective. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We have a building, we have a house, eternal in the heavens. Oh, it's so important to have the right perspective, to have the right glasses on, our light affliction. Now, we're not dismissing the afflictions and the trials
many of the Lord's dear people passing through deep waters that we know. Can't put an explanation to it. But through it all, they are being encouraged and ever being reminded that with them is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. We are provided with an entirely new perspective. And we are enabled to truly count our blessings, even in such times. You say, is that possible? We sometimes sing, no, we count your blessings, name them one by one, and it can come off quite freely off our lips. But dear friend, it is possible in the greatest trial and affliction as a Christian believer, rooted and grounded in the sovereign love of a sovereign God, to count our blessings. That's what they do here. There be more with us than with them. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. What a privileged people we are this morning here in Witten Chapel. In this world of confusion, dismay, when hearts are fearful and troubled and anxious, we are enabled to truly count our blessings. I love the word in Psalm 139, verse 17. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. It doesn't stop there. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. I love that verse. To repeat it first thing in the morning. When I awake, I'm still with thee. Isn't that precious? Isn't that powerful? Shouldn't that ease our anxiety more than the sand? I love the words that the Apostle Paul brings to the Corinthians in his first letter, 1 Corinthians 4. And he just simply says to the Corinthians, now you are full, now you are rich. That's something for us to take away this morning. You came into church dismayed, troubled, anxious. If you're a Christian believer, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour, oh dear friend, I would say to you, now you are full. Now you are rich. Count your blessings, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Do not be overwhelmed by your circumstances. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid. Consider your true position, for there be more with us than with him. Thirdly, recognize afresh who is on your side. With him is an arm of flesh, Sennacherib, mighty Sennacherib. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Quite simply, the sovereign Lord does not just merely give us good advice in our trouble and in our difficulties and in our trials. He does not just simply give us good advice, but rather he is active for us in our battle. He identifies himself with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. For as Martin Luther would say, for us fights the proper man. The Sennacheribs, they're against us. But for us, as believers, fights the proper man. Strong in the strength which God supplies through his eternal Son. John in his epistle
You are of God, little children, and you've overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That should give us great comfort. Greater is the Lord that is with us, in us, identifying himself with us and with our problem and with our trial and with our difficulty. Moses said to the people of his day, "Fear ye not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. The Lord shall fight for you." David to Goliath the giant, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. I haven't got anything like that, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee, Goliath, into my hand." The wonderful words in 2 Chronicles 20 of Jahaziel, "You shall not need to fight in this battle. Settle yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." So we recognize that the mighty God is on our side. Who then can be against us? With us is the Lord our God, the God of sovereign power, that we might know what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us. The recognizing again this morning of his personal and total involvement with us through the trial. He is not just a God who stands alongside giving us advice and words, but he becomes involved with us to help us, we read, and to fight our battles. Read the verses. It's all here. To fight, to help us, to be on our side, so that we're enabled to say, "I can do all things now through Christ which strengtheneth me." To hear the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy, "No man stood with me. All men, Timothy, forsook me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me." Oh, that's a wonderful verse. Wonderful. Recognize his everlasting love for you as one of his children. And he sees you struggling this morning. And he sees you over anxious. And he sees you depressed and discouraged. Recognize afresh his everlasting love for you. He who loved you from all eternity, as we sung, he who chose you from all eternity, is it possible to think that he will leave you at the last? Each sweet Ebenezer I have in review confirms his good pleasure to see me right through. Hallelujah! And then the last wonderful little thought in these verses. The people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. You say, "Well, what's exciting about that?" Oh, I think there's so much here. The people rested themselves
in the words of Hezekiah. Are you going to do that? Are you going to leave the service in a few moments and then just forget it all and struggle on in your own strength this week? The effect of such words of comfort, the people rested themselves. In other words, it did them good. And I want everyone to leave the service this morning and truly be able to say, not for man's glory, but for God's glory. I want you to be able to leave the service this morning and say it was good for us to be there this morning. It did them good. It did them good. Literally, they rested on the word of Hezekiah. Literally, as one verse says, they leaned upon the words of Hezekiah. Another verse says, they were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah. Take which word you like, friend, but go away strengthened, leaning on this word. With them is an arm of flesh. They wring their hands in despair, but with us is the Lord our God. Listen. They heard the word. They received the word. They applied the word. It's so important, these three things. That you hear the word of God. That you receive it. But so important that you apply it. And these people applied the word. They rested. They leaned. They found comfort in the words of Hezekiah. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Isaiah 41, whom I have chosen, I have called thee, thou art my servant. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. In the day when I cried, says the psalmist in Psalm 138, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthened me in my soul. You infused that strength into my soul. Previously, I was anxious, I was overwrought, I was troubled. What are we going to do? What's about Brexit? How are we going to cope? What's going to happen? Everybody seems to be tension. And we use this opportunity. The times I've been able to say to people, the sovereign Lord is in control. God Almighty, whatever may happen, to truly rest in God brings infinite peace. All the peace my Saviour gives me. When thou liest down, says the psalmist, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Why? Did you take a good tranquilizer? Did you take a health medicine? Oh, the psalmist will say, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, makest me to dwell in safety. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What man can do unto me. So all I would say, dear friend, quite simply is, may God bless his word to our hearts. You may have come in, you may be surrounded this week by people who are over anxious and troubled all the time, and what are we going to say? That's the burden. What are we going to say to them? Or that they may hear the good news that there is one who has come in the person of his dear son to lift up the burden, to ease the troubled soul. And John Newton, I think, would sum it up for us in that wonderful old hymn. And he puts it this way. wrestling prayer can wonders do, bring relief in deepest straits. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Oh, that we might be able to say, my heart is resting, O my God. My heart is in thy care. Thou art my portion, saith my soul. We rest on thee, not the arm of flesh. We rest on thee, our shield and our defender. And may I also say this closing thought. There may be one here this morning who is wrestling with a sin, with an evil habit that you long to be free from. The arm of flesh will not deliver you, but there is one, the Almighty God. Bring it to the Lord. Seek for His help, His strength, to overcome in the evil day, and having done all things, yet to stand. The people rested. Will you do that? Will you do that? Rest on these words for the glory of His name. Let us pray. Father, we struggle so often. We must confess it. There may be some here struggling with sin, burden of sin, guilt, and those things that trouble them. And in their own strength, they try to win the battle. But, O Lord, we pray that each one of us may come afresh, bringing all our need to the Sovereign Lord, who is strong and mighty in the day of battle. May we go from this place resting, leaning, being comforted by this word through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hymn 764. Rejoice, believer, in the Lord, who makes your cause His own. The hope that's built upon His word can ne'er be overthrown, though many foes beset your road, and feeble is your arm. Your life is hid with Christ in God, beyond the reach of harm. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and for evermore. Amen.